ensemble. And at this time, I'm going to ask that our musicians would be so kind to play our song, God Has Smiled on Me. And we want every head bowed and every eye closed. How we thank God today for the fact that he is still in the sanctified business of looking beyond all of our faults and seeing our every need. I don't know how you feel about it, but I don't need a God who looks at my faults. That would make him too human-like. I need a God who looks beyond my faults and sees my every need. Trinity, I stand to encourage someone here today by saying that regardless of whatever you may be going through, our great God is still in the blessing business. My brother, my sister, young man, young woman, regardless of whatever you may be going through, our great and gracious God is still in the blessing business. I maintain that he is a blessing specialist. I said he is a blessing specialist. He knows how to bless. He knows who to bless. And oh yes, he knows when to bless. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. Shall we pray? God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all of thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. It is again our Father and our God that we, your children of the dust and the clay, come before your divine presence, throne, and altar. In the most righteous, wondrous, and amazing name we know, and that is in the name of Jesus. We come in the name of Jesus, a name that is above every name, name at which every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. We come in his name saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you for giving us such a beautiful day today. Thank you for last night's lying down. Thank you for having dispatched your holy angels who kept us from all hurt, harm, and danger. And then, Lord God, we say thank you for allowing us to rise early this morning and in a world that has gone absolutely insane. We say thank you for clothing us in our right minds. Thank you, God, for having put food on our tables, shoes on our feet, clothes on our back, a roof over our heads. Thank you for a reasonable portion of prosperity, strength, and health. We say thank you. Thank you for this great church, Trinity Baptist Church, for each and every member that makes up this wonderful congregation. And then, Lord God, we say thank you for the angel of this house. Thank you for the Reverend Dr. Alban Tunstall, who has stood here for some 30 years, preaching your word and teaching your word and loving your people. We ask that you continue to bless him and bless Sister Sandra, bless the entire family. For every preacher who's here, we say thank you. For every leader here, we say thank you. For our musicians and praise team and our ushers, our parents, our grandparents, our young people, our millennials, we say thank you. For those who are joining us by way of radio and social media, we say thank you. Now, God, today we need to hear a word from you. There's trouble in the land. There's confusion everywhere. We need to hear a strong word from you. Open up our minds, prepare our spirits, convince us even now that something good is about to happen. We'll give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. We say thank you, Lord. 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 We're so mindful of those who were less fortunate than ourselves. And oh God, we continue to lift up this troubled nation. But then God continued to remind us that it really doesn't matter who's in the White House, because you are still on the throne. and you will have the last word. And then, Heavenly Father, it's your servant's most earnest request that you let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Amen. Now, how many of you here today know that in spite of it all, God has smiled on you? I need to see some hands. I need to see some hands. Come on, let's lift up our voices. We're going to ask that our ensemble help us sing this great song, God Has Smiled on Me. Everybody.
Oh, God has smiled on me. He has set me
wave our hand to the Lord and sing.
Oh, God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Well, God has smiled on me. He's
around and shake the hands of three people. Sing to them.
God has smiled on me. He has set me free.
Oh,
God has smiled on me. He's been good.
One more time, everybody, come on.
God has smiled on me. He has set me free.
Well,
God has smiled on me. He's
Let's give God a hand of praise. Let's give God a hand of praise. How we bless, praise, honor, and magnify the name of God today, and how we truly thank him for his goodness, grace, mercy, and favor. How we indeed thank him for the fact that he loved us so much until he was willing to give unto us the very best that he had in his only begotten Son, Jesus our Christ. That very same spirit, we pay all respect, love, and appreciation. This your most able, anointed, outstanding, multi-talented, multi-gifted man of God, one of the finest preaching, teaching pastors you'll find anywhere in the solar system today. Your great leader, my great friend, the one and only Dr. Alvin Tunstall. Amen. 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 To all of our preachers of the gospel who are here, to all of our very, very fine officers, these fabulous musicians, our wonderful ensemble, who I have enjoyed immensely this day, and certainly to all of our ushers and parents and grandparents, young people, millennials, and to all of you, my father's children. Truly, it's a blessing and a privilege to be in God's holy house one more time. Well, let me check the room. How many of you here today are glad that you are alive? Raise your right hand. Glad you are alive. Wonderful. Hands down. Now, how many of you here today are glad that you are alive in Jesus? Wave both hands at me like this and just say, Brother Preacher, oh, Brother Preacher, I'm happy glad that I'm alive in Jesus. Give him another hand of praise. Give him another hand of praise. Pastor Al, I've discovered that, well, a person can exist without God. One cannot really live without God. Jesus says that I'm come that ye might have life and that ye might have it more abundantly. A person really doesn't know what living is all about, Sister Hunt, until they've met Jesus for themselves. So Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Trinity, I am so happy. I'm so happy to see each and every one of you here today. I've been coming to Trinity for many, many, many years. Amen. I started with Dr. Elliot Mason, continued with Dr. Dumar Hosha, and now for the past, I don't know how many years, I've been here with Dr. Alvin Tunstall. Say amen. Amen. And I love you, Trinity. Say amen. You're one of my favorite churches, and this pastor here is one of my favorite pastors. I hear him preach on the radio all the time. Amen. And he's gotten better and better and better. Say amen. 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 And we appreciate him so much. I told you before, Trinity, that every time I stand behind this sacred desk, I'm reminded, Brother Cummings, of what my good friend, my late friend, the Reverend Dr. Edgar Williams of Washington, D.C., used to say. Steve, he used to say that even when a man has only two teeth in his mouth, they look much better together. Say amen. Amen. And if teeth can look good coming together, amen. Martin, most certainly the people of God look mighty good coming together. Amen. God be praised. And again, I say thank you to Pastor Tunstall. Been here next month. It'll be 30 years. Say amen. Woo, 30 years. That's a long time to be with anything or anyone. Say amen. Amen. And he's done such a great and marvelous job. Pastor Al, please come forward. I have a gift for you. We appreciate you so much. I don't think I've ever come here and not given you a gift. And of course, this Sunday is no different. I appreciate you more than you realize. Amen. God be praised for you. Please accept this gift in the spirit in which it is given. I've noticed that, you know, he's always dressed nicely. Say amen. But as he's gotten older, he's dressing better. Say amen. And this gift will contribute to your sartorial splendor. Right. Amen. Here you go, brother. All right. God be praised. Amen. Also, you'll see the bag there. That's for Dr. Sandy. I understand she's under the weather today. Be sure to give her that gift. All right? Everybody say amen. Did we not enjoy these musicians and this ensemble? My God. My God. As they were singing, I felt like saying what the cat said after he had eaten the canary. The cat said after Maurice, he had eaten the canary, I can't sing, but it sure is in me. Say amen. Hallelujah. Quickly, let me say a word about the materials that we always bring, and so many of you patronize us in such a marvelous way in this regard. We want you to stop by the fellowship hall because we're having that dinner for all of the first quarter birthday people. Amen. Please stop by, come by, shake my hand, and pick up something that we have. Again, if you've yet to receive the book that I did on my late great father, the quotable Manuel Scott Sr., Words from a Gospel Genius, Ebony Magazine voted him not once but twice as being one of the world's greatest preachers. Amen. Be sure to get the book. Now, you're talking about black history. Say amen. This is black history. Please get it and let me autograph it for you. A very important lecture, so fundamental, foundational. In fact, Dr. L, it is the most popular lecture I have. It is entitled, How to Study the Word of God. How many of you know that you could study God's Word a little better? Amen. You want to get this. This will assist you in that regard. Now, brothers and sisters, say what you will or may, we have a madman in the White House. I mean a madman. Amen. But before I go into that, let me just say a word that we brought our ministry calendar pen back. Beautiful pen, writes black ink, and then it has the calendar built inside for the whole year of 2026. Say amen. Amen. In terms of the leader that we have now who's starting wars all over the world, and those bombs are killing children. Listen to me. They are killing children. We have a 34-count felon in the White House. He is literally a criminal. Amen. So we shouldn't be surprised that he does so many criminal acts. By the way, he lies organically. Say amen. It's built in his nature. Amen. Well, I put together a very, very important lecture, and I want you to get it. It is entitled, The Church and the Seven Evil Spirits Donald Trump Has Exploited in American Culture. Be sure to get it. Amen. And if you get it, the pen is free. Say amen. Amen. The last item I want to mention, so important, it deals with the rapture, Armageddon, and the end times. And, of course, all of this is related. It is entitled, Ready or Not, Here I Come. Now, if you really want to find out what the word Armageddon means, if you want to find out, amen, what the term Babylon means in Revelation, if you want to know what the number 666 actually means, all of those items are in this very important lecture. God be praised. Now, how many of us are ready to hear a word from the Lord? And today, for just a few moments, I would that you would prayerfully come with me as we focus our minds upon the theme, upon the subject, be careful of the traffic. Be careful of the traffic. And for our scriptural text, I would that you turn your Bibles to that seventh chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew, and we shall focus upon verses 13 and 14. If you're able to stand with me now for the reading of God's holy word. Seventh chapter of Matthew's Gospel, focusing upon verses 13 and 14. Matthew chapter 7, focusing upon verses 13 and 14. There we find Jesus declaring, "Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." Be careful of the traffic. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Please, if you would, repeat that after me. Be careful of the traffic. Turn to your neighbor, lift up your finger and say, "Neighbor, whatever you do, don't go to sleep on this one." Amen. 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 My brothers and my sisters, I deem it rather important that we all realize and recognize that one of the most irritating, aggravating, and frustrating features and characteristics of the city of Los Angeles is its busy and bustling traffic. Yes, if you spend any time in Los Angeles at all, Los Angeles being the city of the angels and other things, you'll discover that one of its most frustrating, irritating, and aggravating features and characteristics is its busy and bustling traffic. And Saints, Trinity, it really doesn't matter if you're traveling on the Glendale Freeway or the Riverside Freeway or the Harbor Freeway or the Hollywood Freeway or the Pasadena Freeway or the Pomona Freeway or the San Diego Freeway or the Santa Monica Freeway or the San Bernardino Freeway, at 3 o'clock or thereabouts, you're going to run head on into some serious traffic. Traffic, Sister Tamara, amen, characterizes the teeming metropolis of Los Angeles. Traffic characterizes the teeming metropolises of our nation today. But you know, my brothers and my sisters, it occurred to me under the leading of the Holy Spirit that whenever we think about the traffic, we should not only think about screeching brakes and blaring horns and cars lined up bumper to bumper, but for our purposes this day, the traffic symbolizes that majority of unsaved persons who are traveling with the world. The traffic symbolizes that majority of unsaved persons who are traveling with Satan. The traffic symbolizes that majority of unsaved persons who are traveling against the very will and word of God. Yes, the traffic, my friend, symbolizes that majority of unsaved persons who are traveling with the world, traveling with Satan, traveling against the very will and word of God. And so on this second Sunday in March, the Holy Spirit would have me to stop by here at Trinity today and suggest to each and every one of us, to suggest to each and every one of you, that whatever you do for the remainder of this year and for the remainder of your days, be careful of the traffic. Be careful of that majority of unsaved persons who are traveling with the world, traveling with Satan, traveling against the very will and word of God. Saints, be careful of the traffic. For you see, my friends, the in crowd, that's the traffic. Keeping up with the Joneses, that's the traffic. The sly, the slick, and the wicked, that's the traffic. The hip, the cool, and the fly, that's the traffic. Young girls becoming pregnant out of wedlock, that's the traffic. Young boys becoming fathers out of wedlock, that's the traffic. Everybody getting all that they can and then canning all that they get and then sitting on the can, that's the traffic. People exhibiting obnoxious narcissism, obnoxious arrogance, people being snotty and snooty and stuck up with their noses all turned up in the air, that's the traffic. People thinking that they're all that and a bag of chips, nachos, and jalapenos, that's the traffic. People thinking, amen, that they are God Jr., that's the traffic. People thinking, amen, that they're the best thing since sliced bread, red Kool-Aid, black pepper, and hot biscuits. That's the traffic. Whatever you do, be careful of the traffic. I need an amen right there. I said, I need an amen right there. Whatever you do, saints, be careful of the traffic. Look what Jesus says in the 13th verse of our text for today. He says, enter ye in at the straight gate. Pastor Alco, he says, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many, somebody help me say many. And many there be which go in thereat. Clearly, Jesus is saying, be careful of wide gates. He's saying, be careful of broad ways that leadeth to destruction. He's saying, be careful of the many which go in thereat. Jesus is saying to us today, dear friends, be careful of the traffic. And so as we press this issue just a little bit further, and I won't be long today, it appears to me under the leading of the Holy Spirit that there are several major reasons why all of us today need to be careful of the traffic. Number one, we need to be careful of the traffic because we may miss our appointments. Number two, we need to be careful of the traffic because we may miss our exits. And then number three, we need to be careful of the traffic because we may miss getting home. Yes, yes, yes. Three major reasons why each and every one of us here today need to be careful of the traffic. My friends, you need to be careful of the traffic because you may miss your appointments, you may miss your exits, or you may miss getting home. Now, concerning our first point, please understand, dear friends, that God in his mighty, marvelous, magnificent, providential wisdom oftentimes appoints us to be at certain places at certain times so that he can bless us. I said, God in his mighty, marvelous, magnificent, magnanimous, providential wisdom, he actually appoints us to be at certain places at certain times so that he can bless us. But friends, if we're caught up in the traffic of this world, we'll miss our appointments, thereby missing our blessings. Oh, dear friends, you have to be careful of the traffic of this world or else you will miss your appointments. But you see, let me make it clear here. Understand that God wants you in church every Sunday. That's your appointment. God wants you, amen, in Sunday school every Sunday. That's your appointment. God wants you in Bible study every week. That's your appointment. God wants you to meet him at his tithing table on a regular basis. That's your appointment. God wants you to help the poor and the less fortunate and the lost, the least, the left out, the lonely. Amen. The homeless and the hungry. Amen. And the helpless as much as you can. That's your appointment. But if you're caught up in the traffic of this world, you'll miss these appointments, thereby missing your blessing. Well, let me go just a little bit deeper here. Understand for you single brothers here today who are 15 and older, my single brothers, if you want a good lady, if you want a good wife, then get out of the traffic, make your appointments, and let God bless you. My single sisters, 15 and older sisters, old sisters, oh, my dear sisters. If you want a good man, if you want a good husband, then get out of the traffic, make your appointments, and let God bless you. And sisters, let me just throw this in, amen, because I'm trying to help someone today, Pastor Al. Sisters, understand that no man is willing to buy the cow if the milk is free. Amen, amen. If you want genuine peace of mind, get out of the traffic, make your appointments, and let God bless you. Amen. If you want divine wisdom from above, get out of the traffic, make your appointments, and let God bless you. And dear friends, Trinity, watch me now. Amen. If you continue to miss your appointments over and over and over and over again, you may end up in a place where you really don't want to go. Amen. Dr. L, I remember your former pastor, the Reverend Dr. J.H. Jackson, Olivet Church there in Chicago, our former president of the National Baptist Convention, USA Incorporated. I heard him on tape when he preached at Princeton. Amen. Amen. He told the story of a ministerial widow by the name of Mrs. Smith, who one day wanted to get in touch with her deceased husband, Reverend Smith. And so she dialed up to heaven and said, and an angel answered the phone, and the angel said, yes, yes, this is heaven. She said, my name is Mrs. Smith, and I'd like to get in touch with my deceased husband, Reverend Smith. Amen. The angel said, could you hold on for just a few moments while I go and check our files? And so even after a few moments, Brother Cummings, amen, the angel came back and said, I'm sorry, Mrs. Smith. We don't have a Reverend Smith listed here. Maybe if you try downstairs, you might have better luck. And so young Brother Anthony, amen, Sister Smith proceeded to call down to hell. Whereupon a demon answered the phone and said, yes, yes, this is hell. She said, my name is Mrs. Smith, and I'd like to get in touch with my deceased husband, Reverend Smith. The demon said, could you hold on for just a few moments while I go and check our files? And she said, of course. And so after a few minutes, amen, the demon came back and said, oh, yes, Mrs. Smith, we do have a Reverend Smith listed here. He said, well, may I please speak with him? The demon said, I'm sorry he's not in the building right now. For he went down to the train station to pick up some more deacons, trustees, preachers, choir members, and musicians. Amen. You got to be careful of the traffic, or else you'll miss your appointments. But then let's go a little bit deeper. Saints, you got to be careful of the traffic of this world, because you may miss your exits. Oh, yes, you got to be careful of the ungodly traffic of this world. You got to be careful of wide gates and broad ways that leadeth to destruction, and the many which there be which go in thereat, because you may miss your exits. Now, somebody help me say exits. Do your thumb like I'm doing mine and say exits. I need everybody working with me. Come on. I said everybody, come on. Exits. I said everybody, come on. And some of y'all have exercised all day. Come on. Yeah. You may miss your exits. Certainly, you can relate to the fact that oftentimes while driving on the freeway, and even when you can see your exit, sometimes the traffic is so thick and so heavy until you can't quite get over to get off on your exit. Has that ever happened to anybody here? Actually saw your exit. That's happened to me, Pastor Al, so many times. You actually saw your exit. You actually saw where you were supposed to get off. But the traffic, Mazette, was so thick and so heavy until, Stephen, you couldn't quite get over to get off on your exit. And Trinity, this usually means that you were traveling in the wrong lane. Come on, somebody. That's what it means. You're traveling in the wrong lane. And Pastor Al, amen, how many people do we know? How many friends do we know? How many relatives do we know? How many coworkers and colleagues do we know? How many children and grandchildren do we know? How many nephews and nieces do we know who are so caught up in the traffic of this ungodly world until even when they see the exit, Maurice, even when they see where they're supposed to get off, they don't have the faith, they don't have the wisdom, they don't have the strength, they don't have the courage to get over, to get off on their exit. My God, my God, my God. For maybe you're here today and you know it's time for you to stop your smoking, but the traffic won't let you get off on your exit. Maybe you're here today and you know it's time for you to stop your overeating, but the traffic won't let you get off on your exit. Maybe you're here today and you know it's time for you to stop dealing with the Ouija board and stop dealing with tarot cards and stop dealing with the palm reader and the psychic and stop dealing with the spiritualist and Madame Suey Suey Fruitcake. But the traffic won't let you get off on your exit. You may be here today and you know it's time for you to stop your jealousy and your envy and your littleness and your meanness and your wishy-washiness and sometiminess, amen, and two-facedness, but the traffic won't let you get off on your exit. You may be here today and you know it's time for you to stop your shacking up with your boyfriend or your girlfriend, but the traffic won't let you get off on your exit. You may be here today and you know it's time for you to stop your drinking, to stop getting, amen, sloppy drunk, to stop your drug abusing, but the traffic won't let you get off on your exit. You may be here today and you know it's time for you to stop your gambling, to stop going to the casino and, amen, praise be to God, and to stop playing the lottery. Amen. Y'all got quiet there. Amen. Amen. To stop running off to Las Vegas and Reno and Taco, Pachanga, Morongo, Yamaba at San Manuel. Amen. But the traffic won't let you get off on your exit. You may be here today and you know it's time for you to stop your promiscuity, to stop dealing with pornography, to stop your fornication or your adultery, to stop, amen, your homosexuality, amen, or your lesbianism. But the traffic won't let you get off on your exits. You got to be careful of the traffic of this world, or else you'll miss your. Come on, talk to me. You'll miss your. I need y'all in the back. Talk to me. Come on. You'll miss your exit. Certainly, certainly. Some of you remember the story I told a year or two ago concerning the fact that a man from the city came to the country, and he encountered a little country boy. And he said, "Excuse me, son, but can you tell me which direction is east?" The boy said, "No." He said, "Son, can you tell me which direction is west?" The boy said, "No." He said, "Son, can you tell me which direction is north or south?" And again, the little boy, Martin, answered in the negative, "No." And so out of utter frustration, amen, the man from the city said to that young country boy, "Son, you're kind of stupid. You don't know anything. You may be an idiot, an imbecile, or a moron. But, son, you're kind of stupid. You don't know anything." At which time, the country boy scratched his ear. He said, "Sir, you may be right, but I do know I'm not lost." That's what he said, church. "I do know I'm not lost." And I declare to you today that whenever you make your proper exits, you will never be lost. I need an amen right there. I said, I need an amen right there. And saints, the best way, young adults, millennials, the best way for you to make your proper exits is for you to surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ. Can I get a parent or grandparent to shout amen there? That's the best way for you to make your proper exits. Surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ. For Jesus declares in John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." But then finally, my brothers and sisters, amen, you got to be careful of the traffic of this world, especially here in Los Angeles. Amen. I'm speaking metaphorically now. Amen. Jesus says you got to be careful of wide gates. You got to be careful of broad ways that lead it to destruction. Jesus says you got to be careful of the many which go in thereat. Not only because you may miss your appointments, not only because you may miss your exits, but you got to be careful of the traffic because you may miss getting home. Yes, 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 yes. Saints, you have to be careful of the traffic of this ungodly world or else you may miss getting home. Pastor Al, we really need to get our theology straight today. We really need to get, in more particular, our eschatology straight today. But please understand that as a believer, this old world down here is not your home. I need a big amen right there. I said, as a believer, realize, saints, that this old world down here is not your home. If you've been saved, if you've been born again, if you've been washed in the blood of the crucified lamb, if you passed from darkness into the marvelous light, if you've been filled with the precious Holy Ghost, this old world down here is not your home. And that's why you ought not get too terribly upset at what goes on down here. That's why you ought not get too depressed as to what goes on down here. Because, saints, this old world down here is not our home. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, this world down here is not our home. Oh, no, it's not our home. Paul declares in Philippians 3:20 in the NIV translation of the Bible, he says that our citizenship is in heaven. This old world down here is not our home. But Trinity, understand, brothers and sisters, young people, amen, that we are pilgrims, we are strangers, we are sojourners, we are travelers, we are citizens of another country on our way to the new Jerusalem. Amen. Certainly you remember the movie that came out some years ago entitled E.T. And, of course, E.T. stands for the extraterrestrial. And how many of y'all remember that movie? Amen. In fact, they play it almost every month. Amen. Amen. And if you can recall, while E.T. enjoyed being down here on earth, while E.T. enjoyed frolicking with children, while E.T. enjoyed experimenting with earthly gadgets, E.T. had one desire. He had one determination. He wanted to get home. You remember that? E.T. wanted Pastor Al to get home. Well, Trinity, I've stopped by to tell you on the second Sunday in March, I don't know about E.T. I don't know about the extraterrestrial. All I know is that as a blood-bought and blood-washed child of the living God, I have one desire. I have one determination. I want to get home. I said, I want to get home. That's why I'm trying my best to watch the traffic, because I want to get home. Well, let me check with somebody here today. Do you want to get home? Anybody here really believe in heaven? Do you want to get home? Point your finger toward heaven and just say home. Just say home. Say it like you mean it. Say home. Yes, I want to get home. Amen. I want to see Jesus for myself. I want to introduce myself to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I want to try on my long white robe. I want to walk the streets all paved with gold. I want to sit down at the welcome table. I want to get home where every day will be Sunday and the Sabbath will have no end. And every day will be howdy, howdy, and never goodbye. I want to get home where the wicked shall cease from troubling and the weary shall be at rest and all of the saints of the ages will sit at his feet and be blessed. I want to get home. 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 That's why I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand. My faith on a heaven's tableland. Higher plane than I found. Lord, plant my feet on a higher, 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 on a higher ground. Lord, plant my feet on higher. Pastor Al, bless you for again inviting your brother to be here. Trinity, bless you for receiving the word as you always receive it. And I pray that no one went to sleep today. Amen. I'm in my 54th year trying to preach the gospel. I'm in my 44th year being a full-time evangelist, something that has never been done in the Black Baptist Church, ever. And I've preached in literally thousands of churches, all kinds of denominations and races, mega churches, large churches, medium-sized churches, small churches, tiny churches, educated churches, uneducated churches, hot churches, cold churches. I've been in them all. And I will assure you that church people do know how to go to sleep. With their eyes wide open. Come on, somebody. I hope no one went to sleep today. In fact, I hope that no one ever goes to sleep on any gospel message, regardless of the vessel. The word is too important and relevant for our times. Be careful of the traffic. Jesus says, verse 13 of Matthew 7, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And he says, and many there be which go in thereat. Verse 14, because straight is the gate, narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find. You got to be careful of the traffic. Or else, number one, you may miss your appointments. Number two, you may miss your exits. And then number three, you may miss getting home. Trinity, we love you. Be careful of the traffic. Give God a hand of praise for the word of God. Pastors asked me to extend the invitation. Pastor, do you feel like coming and standing here at the altar facing your people? Do you want to stand and come? Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. This is the period of invitation. Whereby we invite you to surrender your life to Jesus Christ. Please understand that it was no accident that you came to church today. God is not an accidental God. He is a purposeful God. He wanted you here today to hear this message. It's time for you, my brother. It's time for you, my sister. It's time for you, young man, young woman, to get out of the traffic. You've been missing too many appointments. God knows you've been missing too many of your exits. And then, of course, you stand in jeopardy of missing getting home to your heavenly abode. You can come just as you are. Jesus will meet you just as you are. But he will not let you stay as you are. Doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter how low you've gone. It doesn't matter how badly you messed up or how long you've been out there. What matters is that today, right now, you say, yes, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Our heads are up, our eyes are open. We're all standing. We're all standing. We're all standing now. Is there one? Pastor Tunstall is here. You can walk down these aisles, give him your hand, and give God your heart. Perhaps you've been saved before, but you've strayed away from the church. It's now time for you to get out of the traffic and come back to God's church. You can do it now. Come on. Come on, come on, come on. He's given you another chance.